Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Vav tonight. I'm going to go back to the Mishnah Ayin Hevud Beis. Let's look in the Mishnah Ayin Hevud Beis, page 150. I'll pick up in the middle of the Mishnah, where it's a please in the Mishnah on Ayin, page 150. In the middle of the Mishnah Ayin Hevud Beis, 75b. So it says, Harezik Yiteich Amanach Tisham Shir Abash Deshanim. If a person gives a get to a woman, he says, I'm giving this get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years. We're an Ayin Hevud Beis in the Mishnah Aron Moshe. He says, Amanach Tisham Shir Abash Deshanim, Amanach Taniki Yet Benish Deshanim, or on condition that you nurse my child for 2 years. Meit HaBen, Oshamar Ha'av Yavshishet Shamsheni, Shlobach Pada, meaning if impossibility of performance, meaning if the son dies, obviously you can't, you know, take care of the son if he's dead, or if the father says, I don't want your services, Shlobach Pada, in other words, not that he was upset with her, this, I don't want your services, ain't no get. So it's not a get because the woman did not perform the condition. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, because that get. Rabban Shimon says, no, it is a get for reasons that the Gemara will explain shortly. Follow Mar Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Kula Kavash Aina Himena Harez a get. Gamliel says, if there's a stipulation and the impediment to performance of the stipulation is not coming from her end, then that's not, then it is a get. In other words, if she's ready, willing, and able to perform, but something else is intervening, so then the condition is waived. Okay? Okay, so now, okay, we just did a few lines from the Mishnah, and now we're on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, so on line three, Tanur Rabbanan. We would think so. Tanur Rabbanan. We learned the Brisa, Harezik Yiteich. So this is the same topic that we just learned from the Mishnah. Harezik Yiteich Amanat Shamshir Abba Shtei Shanim. Is your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years? The Amanat Nihi at Bnei Shtei Shanim, or on condition that you nurse my son for 2 years? Afal Pishlon and Kaim Hatnai. I raise a get. Even though the tnai has not been fulfilled, it's a get. I'm sorry, did I skip a line? Wait. Yeah, right. Even though the tnai was not fulfilled, in other words, she didn't do anything. She didn't serve the father. She didn't nurse the child. I raise a get. It's still a valid get. So we've had this before. You know, the next Masechta is Masechta Kiddushin, so that's where we're going to have the studies about Mishpatei Tanayim. So Mishpatei Tanayim, you have to have a Tanai Kaful. It has to be a double, at least according to some opinions, according to Rameir. Clearly, you have to have a Tanai Kaful. If you do A, that this happens. You don't do, you know, A, then that happens. So here, there's no Tanai Kaful. So there's no Tanai Kaful. It's like you take out your eraser and you erase the Tanai and just left Harei Zaget. So she's divorced, even though she doesn't fulfill point for mayor, even though she doesn't fulfill the condition. But Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Chachamim say, listen, the get is in full force and effect, and the Chachamim are going to say, you don't need a Tanai Kaful. And so she either performs or she doesn't perform. If she performs, you got it, otherwise not. Rishlil says, if you look in the Psukim in Tanakh, you'll see a number of Psukim with the Tanai Kaful, and what he exactly means by this, we'll see shortly in the Gemara. Okay, so we learned the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah we had, we learned that it was a good Tanai, but in the Mishnah, if she was not able to perform it, so then it's not a get, according to the Tanai of the Mishnah. In other words, it is a valid Tanai. Rishlil said in the Mishnah that if the failure to perform is not due to her fault, it's due to, you know, other issues, then it would be a get. Now, in the Brisa we learned, though, the Rameir says it has to be a Tanai Kaful to be a valid Tanai, and the Chachamim say, no, it doesn't. And then Rabbi Shmuel, we have to clarify. So now, Igad Amri, the Rameir Kamarle. So focusing on Rabbi Shmuel, someone is saying Rabbi Shmuel's remarks were directed to Rameir. Others say that he was directing his remarks to the Chachamim. So now the Gemara will take it down, Siriatim. So it means like this. Rameir says it's not a Tanai Kaful, so we take out our eraser, it disappears. And Rishulil says, in this version, that we see a number of Psukim where it's in Tanakh, where it's Tanai Kaful. V'hachi kamalei, ein lechatfai b'ktuvim sheino kaful. He says that we see other instances where the psukim teach us that you need a tanai kaful. He says v'habalu shnei ktuvim pe'echad, v'chol shnei ktuvim pe'echad, ein melamzei. In other words, the Rameir is learning, well, Robert, we're on Ayin Vav Min Aleph, around 10 lines down, 76a. So Rameir is learning that it says by B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, there's a Tanai Kaful. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if they go into Eretz Yisrael and they fight, then they get the Yerushalayim on the East Bank. If they don't go and fight, they don't get the Yerushalayim on the East Bank. That's the Tanai Kaful, a double condition, Robert, a double condition. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying in this version, to the Chachamim, yeah, but the Torah teaches me elsewhere also it didn't tonight kaful. Rashi brings down the instances where it teaches it to me. He says with Avram and Eliezer, he says, Az tina kemialati. And then also by the Sota, it says, im shachav, im lo shachav. If you were with a man A and if you were not with a man B. And then he quotes.
Never mind.
Okay, he quotes from Im tavu shmatem in Yeshaya, im tamu ritem. In other words, if you'll listen to one thing, you don't listen to something else. So, but the point is that the general klal is if the Torah teaches me something in one place that can serve as a model where I'll extrapolate it from other places. But if it teaches me in say two or more places, then the application is limited to those instances. That's the malach. That's the flow of the idea. Let me try to get the screen back up here. Okay, so in this first version, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying to Rameir, let me just say. Okay, so in this first version, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying to Rameir that you say it needs Tanai Kaful because they have Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. It's true, by Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven does have Tanai Kaful. But there are other instances in Torah where we see that Tanai Kaful is used. So that being the case, we can't extrapolate it a general rule. In those cases, they have Tanai Kaful, otherwise not. So in other words, he disagrees. Rameir says you need a Tanai Kaful. He's disagreeing with Rameir and saying you don't need a Tanai Kaful, like the Chachamim. That's the core. Now, let's see the other version. He says, one second. And then Ikadami, we're around 20 lines down on Ayin Vav Min Aleph, 76a, around 20 lines down. Ikata Amri, one line below the asterisk. Ikata Amri, Rabbanan Kamalu. Others say the Rosh Hashanah was directing his remarks to the Chachamim, Bahachi Kamalu. And this is what he, Rosh Hashanah, was saying to the Chachamim, Ein Lechatfai B'Ktubim, She'enu Kaful, B'Gamrina Minayu. That we have other instances where Tanai Kaful is mentioned the Pesukim, but each one we need for a specific, in other words, we need each one to teach me. In other words, I couldn't extrapolate one from the other. Each one is teaching me a different Kiddush. He says, V'gamrina minayu. As a result of that, yeah, it is repeated, but if it's repeated and each one is cutting new ground or a different issue, then I can learn from it. So it means that, you know, boiling it down to its simplest element, is Rav Shkolino saying, I don't agree that you need a Tanai Kaful, or he's saying, no, I think you do need a Tanai Kaful. Those are the two ways. And so he's either speaking to Rameir saying, I don't agree with you, you don't need a Tanai Kaful, or he's speaking to the Chachamim, and he's saying, Chachamim, I think you're wrong. I think you need a Tanai Kaful. Okay? Okay, so, you know, people keep signing on. All right, so we're on the on Ayin Vav Min Aleph in the Braisa. So we said if a person says this is your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years or on condition that you nurse my child for 2 years, so Rameir says that's not a binding condition because he didn't double it over. So that being the case, it's like you take your racer out, the condition goes by the wayside, and it's a get. And the Chachamim say no, it's absolutely deny, and it has to be strictly adhered to. And then Shmuel, we're not sure whether he agrees with Rameir or he agrees with the Chachamim. Okay, so now we're around 25 lines down. Raminu, we pose a contradiction from the Braisa we just did to a different Braisa. Raminu, Hareza Giteich, Amanach to Shamshid Abashtech Shamim, seems like the same case. This is your get, on condition that you serve my father for 2 years. Amanach to Niki at Benishtech Shamim, or on condition that you nurse my child for 2 years. Meit ha'av or meit ha'ben, you don't get the Rav Meir. If the father or the son dies, it's not a get according to Rav Meir. So this is stira, right? In the first brisa, Rav Meir said the stipulation is not binding because it was not a tnai kaful. In this brisa, Rav Meir says that the tnai is binding, and if the person performs the condition, then they're divorced. But if they can't, not. So in this case, even though it's an impossibility of performance because the father died or the son died, but it's not a get. So we'll have to clarify. That's a stira between the first brisa and the second brisa. Well, we're going to have to clarify. But we think right now that there is no double condition, and we have a stira. But chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, afal pishlon kaim hatnai hareiz a get. The chachamim is saying that even though the tanai was not fulfilled, it is a good get. So the chachamim in the previous brisa said you have to have strict adherence to the terms of the condition. Here they're saying no. He says yichol hishtomar lo. She could say, I'm ready, willing, and able to perform. Unfortunately, your father's dead. Your son is dead. It's not her child. It's his child, it sounds like. So so that's also a secret. So the Gemara says, Kash the Rameir and Rameir. We have a contradiction between the opinion of Rameir and Rameir. Kash the Rabban and Rabban. And Kasha was in the Shiz of Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Rameir, Rameir, lo Kasha. There's no contradiction between Rameir, Rameir. It says Hatam Lo Kafle Latanoi. In the first brisa, which we did on line 3 of the Gemara, it's talking about that the husband never doubled over the stipulation. So he didn't double it over. The mayor says, then it goes by the wayside. Hafa but the kafle latanoi. But we could explain the second brisa, even though the brisa doesn't mention it explicitly, the brisa is talking about a case where he did double over the tanai. In other words, the fact that he, like the Zerai Rebbe Leibowitz was saying, the fact that Christ doesn't mention that he doubled over it doesn't mean that he didn't double over it. In other words, he did double over it. That's what we'll have to say in order to reconcile. And we have many Mishnayot here in Masechet Gittin where it mentions different Tanaim, and Rameir will have to say in each case that it was a Tanai Kaful, otherwise it's not enforceable. So Rameir, we've been able to resolve. Rabbanan ad Rabbanan Lokasha. Then the Gemara says, the Shita L'Chachamim, we can also reconcile. Because in the first brisa, the Chachamim said that you have to absolutely adhere to the condition. In this brisa, they said if the child's dead, the husband's dead, or the father's dead, the child's dead, so it goes by the wayside. Lo kasha, man chachamim dahacha, who were the chachamim? When the second brisa refers to the chachamim, who is it referring to? Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's really Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amar, who says, and we did this in the Mishnah earlier at the beginning of today's daf. He says, Kula kava she'ina heimena, hareiz a get. Gamliel says, if there's an impediment to performance of the condition, but the impediment does not come from her end, it's from something else, so then that doesn't count as impediment. In other words, if she's ready, willing, and able to perform, but due to impossibility of performance, so then that doesn't mean that's not an impediment to having a good get. Okay, so we're able to reconcile both prices. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? We're on Ayin Vav Mem Aleph, 4-3 lines above where it gets wide. Any everybody good? Okay, let's go further. So okay. Tana Rabbana, what? Somebody wants this? Something? What?
What you say tonight that is not doable?
Wait. Scream. Balka, go ahead. What?
Okay. If the husband gives a tonight that's not doable, how does that affect the get?
No, it means like this. The case in the Gemara was, the husband says, this is your get, on condition that you serve my father.
No, I understand that, but you also said that it wasn't her child. So if it's, when it comes to nursing, if it's not her child, she may not be able to nurse the baby.
Yeah.
So that's why if he gives her a get like that, knowing that she can't do it, what's the effect?
So here the Gemara takes it that she would be able to nurse the child. I'm not so familiar exactly when or who or what or how. The Gemara takes it that that's not the issue that you're raising. In other words, you're saying, like we had some Gemara before, sometimes the husband might have a stipulation because he wants to make life miserable for the woman, which is, I think, what you're talking about. But here the Gemara takes it that, because he says, since it's aniki at beni, that you nurse my child, this is a It doesn't say Beninu. It's a Beni, my child. And presumably the mother would nurse her own child. That's what I think is going on with this. I don't think the Gemara is like taking it the fact pattern the way you're taking it, Malka, but the way you're saying is something else the Gemara took up elsewhere. If his intent was just to torment her, then that's a different parsha. Okay, now, three lines above where it gets wide, and I involve him in Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Amar la b'fnei shnayim, arezi ki teichem anas sham shiraba shtei shnayim. Let's say the man says in front of two witnesses, this is your get, but on condition that you serve my father for 2 years. But then he doesn't give her the get. B'chazar ba'amar la b'fnei shnayim, and then he says in front of another two people, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. So the question is, what exactly is the tenai with this get? Is he substituting one condition for another condition? The Gemara takes it that he's not accumulating. If he's accumulating, he'd say, in addition, you have to do the second thing. He doesn't say that. But is he saying, does the second condition substitute for the first condition? So lo bitel debrei ha'achron rishon. So the Tana of the Brisa says that the second condition doesn't supplant the first condition. He says, Ratzatam b'shamashto, if the woman wants to serve the father, she could do that. Or Ratzatam otenlo matayim zuz. And the alternative, she could give him matayim zuz. In other words, the idea is that sometimes people, you know, money does a lot in life. So sometimes this person, you know, wants A, but if you pay me, it's like, you know, you could substitute money for a lot of things. So the money is also a substitute. Aval, amar la b'fnei shnayim, but if the husband said in front of two people, harezik yiteich amanach titli matayim zuz, this is your get on condition you give me 200 zuz, and then he doesn't give her the get, and then b'chazar ba'amar la b'fnei shnayim, then he says in front of a different two people, harezik yiteich amanach titli shlosh me'ot zuz, so you give me 300 zuz. So here, it doesn't make sense to say, he's substituting one. In other words, that you know, you could do 200 or 300. that doesn't make sense of the Gemara. So he says, "Bitel debrei ha'achron at a rishon." See, here we're going to say that he meant that the larger figure is the one that he wants. Then the Tana of the Brisa says, "Bein echad men arishonim bechad men achronim it's tarfin," and we don't exactly know which line it's going, but he's saying you have two sets of edim, so one. One aid from the first group, in other words, we had two conditions. In the first instance, we had on condition you serve my father, then a second group of aidim on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Then in the second part of the brisa, we had on condition you give me 200 zuz, you give me 300 zuz. So the Tana of the brisa says, we're going to have to clarify this, that I can't take one aid from the first group and one aid from the second group and be mitzarif them to enforce the condition. So the Gemara says, hey, so which part of the Brisa is the Tana referring to? Ilema Seifa, if we're saying it's talking about the latter clause where he said 200, 300, hooray bitel, but he was mabatel the first condition anyway, so it's like a dead letter with that first condition. Ela Resha. So the Gemara says it must be talking about the Resha. So in other words, he has, you know, Reuven, A and B, heard him say, this is your get on condition you serve my father. And then C and D heard him say, this is your get on condition you give me 200 zuz. So you can't take A and C and bring them to the Beis Din with an idea that they'll enforce the condition. Either one. So the Gemara says, El Arashis. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's obvious. One heard the condition, serve my father. The other heard the condition that about the 200 zuz. And I might have thought, maybe as long as they get together and they say there was a condition in this get, maybe we could view like the specific terms of the condition as just like a detail. But they could be Adim and say that there was a get with a Tanai. So Kamashwan, so the Tana is teaching me no, that they cannot establish it. Now, 1 second. Yeah, he says now, if so, Rashi, let's look at the Rashi. Being a chamin aedim arishon, but chamin aachron is tarfin, la yitche atanai begetzek, kos man shleivu shnaim te echad, the idiba chamin atzayim. So, as long as two people don't come and establish whatever condition we want to do, it's going to fall by the wayside, and the get will be kashrei the eidei chatima. The get will sustain with the eidei chatima, the eidim who started the get. The lo kol kmenai daharach shavui itzna the gita. But these two, one from here, A and C, are not enough to establish the tnai and the get. Okay, any questions, comes to us, anything we did so far? Yeah, nobody says that. And so Rashi said earlier, if you look at the earlier Rashi, Lobitel Chule, they have it, it's around, okay, so he says, this is with the earlier condition, with the Shamshir Abban 200, so Bazel Hosi, he's not coming to add on, he's low Amar Lashdim, at times there's Tosefet Al Tanai Rishon. He doesn't say, in addition to, he says, Blakor Nami Loba, and he's not coming to uproot the first condition, he's low Bitel the Barah Rishon, but he didn't say, I'm about to the first thing, El Hachi Amar La, O Tanai Rishon, O Ma Time Zuz. But, you know, one thing Rav Leibowitz was saying today, he was saying, but I think there's a Ramah that says, let's say he says 300 and 200, what's the halacha? Where he goes down. Yes, there, I don't remember. I was driving when I was listening to this. I didn't focus so clearly. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Yeah, that's what we were just discussing. So we're saying not that way. We're saying that it was like, let's say when he said, let's say he says, this is your get, on condition you serve my father. And then he doesn't give her the get yet. Then he says, this is your get on condition, give me 200 zuz. So he doesn't say, I'm a vatel, the first condition, he just says 200 zuz. So it's logical for us to assume it's in the alternative. And a lot of times people will substitute, you have to do performance, or give me the money. In other words, like a lot of times. So if he wanted to do in addition, he would say that this you get on in addition to the first tanai this, or if he wanted to substitute, he would say I'm a vatel the first tanai and this. But when he just says this, so it's either or. That's the way the Gemara takes it. Yeah, but when it came to the money, then we didn't have that presumption because it doesn't make sense either or with the money. In other words, I can't do 200, 300, which way that's going. So anyway, so there we say that he meant it to be 300, not 200. All right. Now, we're on the next Mishnah, 8 lines from above where it gets on Ayin from Manala. Again, we have our CM 2 weeks from tonight, CM second, get shot to Obama Falcon. So Matnitin, Areza Giteich, Blineder. Okay, Matnitin, Areza Giteich, and Lobat Mikan, Achtoshim Yom. He says, let's say a person, we're going to understand the Mishnah one way in the Havamin and one way in the Maskana. But in the Havamin, I think, this is your get. If I'm not back in 30 days, so there was different regions in Eretz Yisrael. You know, like, let's say, Yerushalayim to the south is Yehuda, and then even you go north is the Galil, but like the whole region. So he was traveling from Yehuda to the Galil, and he says, I'm in Yehuda right now, I'm going to travel to the Galil. If I'm not back in 30 days, this is your get. We think the pshat is Antifras is a border city between Yehuda and the Galil. We think that Antifras is like the first city in the Galil. So in other words, he's traveling from Yehuda. Let's say he lives in Hebron. He says, if I'm not back from my trip into the Galil in 30 days, then this is your get. So but the clock only begins going when he gets to the Galil. The clock only begins running when he gets to the Galil. So he goes to Antifras, which is like a border city, but we think it's the first city in the Galil that you would hit when you come from the south. And then he comes back within the 30 days. So we think the town of the Mishnah is saying, he says, Higil Antifras, Bechazar, Batel Tanao. That's the end of the Tanai. In other words, he says, this is your get if I'm not back within 30 days. He came back, so that's the end of the get. That's the end of the Tanai. In other words, that's it. So it means, even if he takes a trip subsequently to the Galil and doesn't come back for 3 months, that the get is dead letter. So he says, now, Harezek Yiteich in Lobati Mikan Achloshim Yom, same thing, this person lives in the Galil. He says, this is your get, if I'm not back in 30 days. He's traveling from the Galil to Yehuda. And he gets the Kfar Otnai, we think Kfar Onai is the first town in Yehuda over the dotted line. He says Bechazar, and then he comes back to the Galil, Batel Tana'o. In other words, that's the end of the Tanai. In other words, that it was not fulfilled, and Mela, it's not a get. In other words, so that's it. So he says, now, third case, he says, this is your get if I'm not back in 30 days. He was traveling abroad. The Yila Akko, he got to the city of Akko, which we know is a port city in Eretz Israel, the Chazar, and then he came back from the port of Akko, wherever he lived in elsewhere in Israel, the Chazar, Batel Tana'o. So we think right now that the pshat is that Akko we're considering to be a city abroad. No, it was not part of Eretz Israel. That's the way we think of the Mishnah right now. So he says, I'm going abroad, and if I'm not back within 30 days, this is your get. And he travels to Akko, and then he travels back home. So she's not divorced. And there was that was the piece with that. Now, Harezi Kitech calls him on, warming Kenega Panayach Shloshim Yom. He says, this is the fourth case. This is your get. If, you know, I'm not going to be around you for 30 days, I won't see you for 30 days. This is your get. Hayaholechuba. He kept, you know, in English you say coming and going, right? But in Hebrew, it's going and coming. It's just interesting. It's just like the turn of phrase. And he kept going and coming. The whole life is to go and Ba is to come. So he says, since he was not miyachid, he wasn't alone with her, a raise a get. That is a get. And we don't understand this. We'll have to wait for the Gemara to explain it, okay? Because he said, if I don't see you for 30 days, it's a get. And here he kept seeing her. And yet the Gemara says it's get because he didn't have yichud with her. So we have to clarify in the Gemara. Okay, that's the Mishnah way we understand it right now. Okay, we're two lines to the bottom on Ayin Kav Aleph, 76a. Yeah, what's up? So the way Rashi takes it in the Havamina, that the clock, the 30-day clock, begins to run once he gets to somewhere in the Galil. He's in Yehuda, in the first case, in Yehuda. He says, I'm taking a trip to the Galil. If I'm not back in 30 days, then...
It doesn't start. So it
could
take 3 months to get to
Galil, but now the clock starts running. That's the way Rashi takes it. Okay, so now the Gemara says Lameimra Antifras beGalil Havah Kaima. So from the Mishnah, the way we understood the Mishnah, Antifras is part of the Galil. He says Ramini. We post a contradiction from the following Brisa. The Brisa says Antifras beYehuda. So the Brisa says Mefurash that Antifras and Kfar Onai are border regions in the border, but the Bryce says Antifras Yehuda, Tiv Antifras is in Yehuda, Kfar Onai the Galil, and the Kfar Onai is in the Galil, Benatayim Atilso Lakumra, the Gresha Ben the Gresha. So, meaning, if the way the Bryce is saying, and we don't understand the Mishnah yet, but the way just looking at the Bryce by itself, the Bryce is saying, if a man, let's say he's in Yehuda, and he says to his wife, this is your get if I'm not back from my trip to the Galil within 30 days. And then he travels to, if he travels to Antifras, he never went to the Galil. But, and if he travels to Kfar Onai, he's in the Galil, but he didn't travel there. He traveled Benatayim. He's like in the demilitarized zone. In other words, like no man's land, but he's in the area between Antifras and Kfar Onai. In other words, so it's not clear where the border is. So we get to this like sort of Safek area. Is it part of Yehuda? Is it part of Galil? So we don't know. So on the one hand, that might be part of the Galil. Then he comes back. So she's definitely not the Gresha. But then let's say it was not part of the Galil. And then let's say he takes another trip to the Galil later on and doesn't come back within 30 days, then she would be Megresha. So it's a Safek, whether she's Megresha or not Megresha. So Matilah to Lefumra, so we treat a Lefumra, Megresha, being a Megresha. So we treat her that she's Megresha, that she's possible to be married to a Kohen, but ain't a Megresha, that she can't remarry somebody with this get. She needs to get another get to marry somebody else. So, but Ania, putting that Brisa on the side, that Brisa is talking about where he traveled like this sort of, you know, no man's land, but this area like that Benatayim. But how do we understand the halacha and the Mishnah? So Amar Abaye, the top line in 9 Bavim Beis, Amar Abaye, Kray Tanai Ka Amar. we misunderstood the Mishnah. According to Abaye, the husband made two stipulations. He said, "Pray tonight to Amar Law. Imatin leGaliel laAlter leHavegita. If I get to the Galiel, you're immediately divorced. Upon my arrival in the Galiel, you're history. The second stipulation is, if I'm delayed for 30 days in traveling, I never get to the Galiel. But I'm delayed 30 days in traveling, you're also divorced. So then the Mishnah teaches me, if the person, we're doing the first case in the Mishnah, he was in Yehuda, he says, I'm taking a trip to the Galiel. So he's got two conditions. If I get to the Galiel, you're divorced immediately. If I wait 30 days, then you're also divorced. So he gila on Tifras, he gets on Tifras, which is still part of Yehuda, not the way I said before. It's still part of Yehuda, but it's like a border area. He says, but Chazar, and then he comes back home. The Lola Galiel Mata, he never went to the Galiel, so she's not divorced on that ground. And he didn't delay on the travel for 30 days. Batel Tano. So now the Tanai is Batel, meaning that this debt is now a dead letter. So no matter what he does in the future, this debt is history. So Rashi says, look back at the Mishnah. Rashi says, once you know the pshat in the Mishnah, Rashi says we can infer it from the language. Meaning, if you look back, he says, if I'm not back in 30 days, that's talking about 30 days travel, and he was going from Yehuda to the Galiel, that's alluding to the other part of the Tanai, that if I get to the Galiel, you divorce that way.
I'm not part of
the Galiel. It's part of you, part of Yehuda. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let's go on. All right, now we're on line 5 or 6 in the Gemara. Okay, I raise the Gita from Abat and Yikana of Shoshin Yom Mekule. So the first two cases had to deal with the person Yehuda going to Galiel, the person Galiel going to Yehuda. The third case we had in the Mishnah was the person says, he says, this is your get, I'm not back in 30 days. And he was going to Medina Yam, he was going abroad. And he gets to Akko, and he comes back, Batel Tano. So for this piece of the Gemara, you have to, we have a Abaye's Pshat in the previous part, but put that on the side as like as if we don't know Abaye's explanation. So we think that he's saying that if I'm not back from my trip abroad within 30 days, you're divorced. So if he goes to Akko, we think the pshat is he's traveled abroad, and now he came back within 30 days, so she's not divorced. That's what we think the pshat mission is. So the Gemara says, Harezi yitech lobak mikan v'ashoshim yom chulei, l'meimra da'akko v'mtinayam kaima. So it sounds like Akko is not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's outside of Eretz Yisrael. He says, v'ha'ama rab safra. But Rav Safra said, "You have a miftri rabbanu mehadade when the chachamim took leave of one another, meaning there were chachamim who were living in Eretz Israel and other chachamim who came from Chutz La'aretz to study in Eretz Israel, and now the ones who live outside of Eretz Israel are going back home. So when they were taking leave of one another, ba'akko have a miftri. They would take leave. In other words, the people who lived in Eretz Israel would travel to Akko and then say, I don't know if the other people got on a boat or whatever." But say you know the hitra od. Why? Because one is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, and we'll discuss this more in a few minutes. But so the people lived in Eretz Yisrael didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, so they went to Akko, and that was it. It could be maybe they're traveling by land, you know, maybe they're heading north, but they're going to Akko though. It seems like that's part of Eretz Yisrael. So how do we explain the Mishnah? So Amar Abaye. So now Abaye says something similar to what we had in the previous sugya. That he, the husband, is really saying two things to the two stipulations. If I get to Medina Sayam, if I travel abroad, you are divorced immediately. And if I am away traveling for 30 days, you're also divorced. So the Tana Mishnah is teaching me, it's similar to the first situation. If he gets to Akko and he comes back, he never got abroad because it's still part of Israel. And he didn't travel for 30 days. Batel Tano. So the Tanai is Batel, meaning, and the get is Batel. Okay, that's the way that that's going. All right. Now, let me pause for a second. Now, with this thing with Akko being part of Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Levis was mentioning that Rishonim say, I think the Gemara has, that Akko was part Eretz Yisrael, part not Eretz Yisrael. How does that part Eretz Yisrael part? If you remember, we've had this many times before, that the Ole Bavel, when they came back from Bavel, to wherever they settled, had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and where they didn't settle, didn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara learns, I think, that Akko, half the city is part of Eretz Yisrael, half the city is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the case, but how is that the Gemara doesn't, you know, give that here would be a perfect answer for this. So Rabbi Leibowitz said that you have to say, like, says, Higil Akko. What does it say? He says, Mr. Rabbanu Magadi, the Akko of Mystery, but he wants to say, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, let's see the language. He says, yeah, Higil Akko, four lines from the bottom. The Higila Akko, he arrived in Akko, so you'll have to say that he just got to Akko. In other words, he's traveling, let's say, from Yehuda, he just gets to Akko, so the part of Akko he gets to be the part that's part of Eretz Yisrael. That would be the way you go with that. Now, in terms of leaving Eretz Yisrael, this becomes a whole dicey thing with halachic implications that who and under what circumstances one can leave Eretz Yisrael. So we'll see some things here. All right, I'll pause for station identification. Okay, this is from the Daf Yomi Digest for today. The Rambam writes, it is forbidden for a person to leave Eretz Yisrael unless it's for the purpose of studying Torah. Now, he was also talking about, Leibowitz was talking about, that, you know, here you see the Chachamim, who were with them, were studying in Eretz Yisrael, but they're leaving Eretz Yisrael. So who is it that gets to leave Eretz Yisrael? Who doesn't get to leave Eretz Yisrael? In other words, the Gemara said, you have, like, all the Talmidim and Yeshiva. Yeah, but why do they get to leave Eretz Yisrael? You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So, he referred to the Rambam. The Rambam says, like, when you're Koveya, you're Dira in Eretz Yisrael. And it was, this is where I live. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes, forbidden for a person to leave Eretz Yisrael unless it's for the purpose of studying Torah, getting married, to earn a living, or to save one's life. So four reasons. So you want to study Torah, you can leave Eretz Yisrael. You want to get married, you can leave Eretz Yisrael. You need to earn a parnasa, or you're saving one's life. This really informed the background for a delicate question posed to the Minchas Yitzchak. Listen to this question. There was an elderly couple who had been recently granted permission to leave Russia. The hope and yearning that gave them the strength to endure all the suffering and hardships was they would eventually leave Russia and be able to see their grandchildren. When they left Russia, they were brought to Eretz Yisrael, and they now inquired about leaving Eretz Yisrael to visit their children and grandchildren who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he's just asking him, are we allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? The question is, however, whether it's halakhically permitted for them to leave Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of visiting their children and grandchildren. The Minchas Yitzchak answered that the ruling of the Rambam would seemingly indicate is prohibited for this couple to leave Eretz Yisrael, since visiting children and grandchildren is not one of the exceptions enumerated by the Rambam. The Rambam has four exceptions, and visiting children and grandchildren, not one of them. Nevertheless, common custom is that people leave Eretz Yisrael to visit relatives, and he suggests that the practice could be explained in the following manner. The Torah writes that traveling for business or to visit a friend is considered a mitzvah activity, and only vacationing for like tayel is considered an optional activity. So if I'm traveling for business or visiting a friend, it's a mitzvah activity. Since the Torah equates traveling for business with visiting a friend, one could suggest, just as the Rambam permits a person to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to earn a living, so too it should be permitted for a person to leave Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of visiting relatives. Like it's also like the mitzvah. The final analysis, Minchas Yitzchak hesitated to give a definitive ruling on the matter and deferred to the rabbis who were residing in Eretz Yisrael, since other sources indicated it would be only permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael to honor one's parents. Thus implying that to visit other relatives.
How about the Levaya of a parent?
What?
A Levaya of a parent.
Who says Levaya?
I'm saying we're going to a Levaya of a parent.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't have that with the Levaya. Let's see. Now, all right. So now he has another story here, and then maybe we'll go on. He says, a certain man once went through a period of extreme adversity. He decided that only drastic measures would serve to help him out of his predicament. So he says, if Hashem delivers me from my present difficulties, he made a vow to journey to Eretz Yisrael and return. And to return. Shortly after making his vow, the man's problems dissolved. However, as he began to make arrangements to travel to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill his vow, he encountered numerous obstacles that proved so difficult that he decided to get his vow annulled rather than go through with the journey. He consulted with the Shilta Giborim, this is obviously a very old question, on this question. Although in general, we hold that one may not nullify a vow to a mitzvah that has been taken under duress, in this case, it can be annulled. This is because going to Eretz Yisrael and returning immediately is not a mitzvah. Only one who lives sometime in Eretz Yisrael fulfills the mitzvah. This is leaving Eretz Yisrael and immediately returning is not a sin. Entering in order to immediately leave is not a mitzvah. So he wants to say, if I just live in Eretz Yisrael, I go out and come back, that's not a beira. If I live outside of Eretz Yisrael and I go to Eretz Yisrael and come back, it's not a mitzvah. When Rav Eliashiv, now we're back to the 21st century, when Rav Eliashiv was teaching Gittin Ayin Vav in the Shir in Tiferes Bachrim, he brought the above Shilta Gibor with a caveat. But I don't understand this at all, since on today's daf we find that when the sages from Babel would return home, the sages of Eretz Yisrael would only accompany them until Akko. So he's taking them to go to Babel. So Babel would be the Megal land route. He says, only Akko because the prohibition leave the land. But according to the Shilta Giborim, this should have been permitted, since he holds that leaving Eretz Yisrael the same as coming. This matter is insufficiently clear. When students from outside of Israel would ask him if they were permitted to return home, he would quote the above Gemara, which permits one who traveled temporarily to Eretz Yisrael to return home. In other words, here you see they had Yeshiva students and they're returning home. He says, however, when people who live in Eretz Yisrael would ask him if they were permitted to leave for a pleasure trip, he would prohibit leaving the land, Rav Eliashiv. The Rambam states that one may leave Eretz Yisrael in order to find Neshita or in Torah for business on condition that he return. We see from this that even if one plans on returning afterwards, he may not leave unless for one of the permitted reasons. A vacation is clearly prohibited. Anyway, he says, studying Torah, getting married, earning a living, or saving one's life. Okay, now, this is the Rambam. Okay, that was from the Rambam. He didn't quote it all here. We see
life verse, another verse.
All right. Let's go on to the Gemara. Okay, let's take a look. Now we're on Ayin Vav Beis. We're at the first wide line, and now I have to go, and I can't pause now until we finish. Okay, so. So the last case in the Mishnah was, this is your get if I don't see you for a period of 30 days. And then he says, let me see the language in the Mishnah. He says, right, if I don't see you for a period of 30 days, this is your get. And then he was coming and going and calling, coming and going, but he wasn't miyachid with her, then the Gemara learns that it is a get. So we don't understand this case. He says, Arezikate Kozman Shabor Bakule, well, lo avar, he didn't absent himself from her, why is it a get? Amar Huna, my panaya. So Huna says, what it means if I don't see your face, it means tashma, which means that I don't have intimate relations with you. So he said, in other words, so in essence, he's saying, if we're not intimate with one another for a period of 30 days, you're divorced. What is it called, panayach, like your face? He says, lishna ma'al yanakad. He's taking like euphemism, and look at Rashi. He says, lishna ma'al ya, panim shamata. In other words, the general area is called panim shamata. Okay? He says, that's the first shot. The second wide line in the Gemara, Reb Yochanan Amar, yilam panayach mamash. Reb Yochanan says, no. If I don't see you for 30 days, it means seeing you. So mikatani harezu migureshet. Does the Tana say that they're divorced? In other words, so he kept going, coming, going, coming, and then wasn't miyachid with her. Does the Tana say that they're divorced? Hareza get katani. It says it's a get, meaning the lo have a get yashan. It's not a get yashan is that we'll see later on in this week. If a person writes a get and then he has yichud with the wife, so the get is possible on a rabbanan level. Because we're choshesh that maybe she'll give birth later on and people will think that she gave birth, that the child was conceived after the get was given. So he says here that it's a get yashan. So he's like, it means the law have a get yashan. It was the only thing the Mishnah is saying, not that she's divorced, but the get has not been invalidated. He says, but after 30 days, if they don't see each other 30 days, it would be a get. It would be divorced, but it didn't happen. So Tani Tzvati to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Harezik Yiteh Kozman Shevor B'Negah Panayach Shoshim Yom. He says, this is your get. if I don't see it for 30 days, he kept coming and going. So as long as he wasn't alone with her, it's still a good get, meaning she's not divorced yet because he keeps seeing her, but it's but the get is not invalidated. So the get yashan in choshishin, we're not choshish for a get yashan, an old get. I mean, if he writes a get and he's alone with her, the get is possible on the Drabana level. We're not choshish for that, for alone at Yachid Imam, because he was alone with her. Now, the Gemara says, why are we not choshish that maybe he made up with her, he's coming and going, why are we not choshish that maybe he made up with her, and then later on, if she says, well, we got divorced, he'll say, no, we were alone together, and we made up with the whole thing. Yeah, in other words, he'll in order to undermine the bona fides of the get, he'll say, you know, I kept coming and going, and then we made up. So he says, I'm a Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hachi Amar Abba Mari, Mishnei the Rav. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, this is what my dad said, I mean Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, but Omer, Nemen and Alai Lamar, Shlobaki. The husband says, at the time he gives the get, and I accept, you know, on face value, if she says, I was not alone with her, that'll be adequate evidence. They're only afraid that he's going to show up and make this taina. Now, some say that this statement of Rabba Bar Rav Huna went not on this line, but on the Mishnah that's coming up, the next Mishnah. If a person says, this is your get effective immediately, retroactively, if I'm not back in 12 months, who made Patok Shemesar Chodesh, and then he died within the 12 months, a raise a get. It's a good get. Why are we not afraid that in the interim, maybe they got back together and he had yichud with her? Amarav Barabuna, Hashimar Abamarish, Midrath, the Omer, that the husband said at the time he gave the get, Yemenalai Lamar, Shlobaki, that she, I fully accept whatever statement she says that I didn't have, wasn't alone with her. Now, Mandamat Yila Amat Nitin, now, wait, we're in two lines, and then only 10 seconds of question. Mandamat Yila Amat Nitin. So the one who says that this statement was made concerning the Mishnah, in other words, the Mishnah, there's much less reason to think that they were alone together in the Mishnah. But according to the statement that goes on the Mishnah, I still need the statement from her that, you know, that he says, I believe her, whatever she says. So Kol Shekhin HaBrayt is certainly in the case of Bryce idea because he's going back and forth with her all the time. Mandamani La Brayta, one who learns that the statement went on the Brysa, about Amanitin Halawata. So the Mishnah is not coming back. So maybe there, I don't need the statement. Or quick question, what's up? He says, but the thing is that we got, but in other words, like he says in January, this is again, if I'm not back in a year. But let's say, but he didn't die, let's say, till September. So maybe I have to be choshesh that in the interim he was alone with her and then they had made up. So why is that not a chashash? So one statement is saying in Achinami it is a chashash, but the husband said at the time he gave a get that it all whatever you say goes. Okay, now all right, we have to do the next Mishnah, and I'm going to try to finish the daf, and then if we have time, we'll open up the floor for more questions. Okay, so Matnitin, and here's a line that we just did. He says, this is your get if I'm not back in 12 months. And he dies in 12 months. Ain't no get. In other words, that's like, he says, you'll be divorced if I'm not back in 12 months. But that's saying you'll be divorced when I'm not back in 12 months. And 12 months, he's dead. So that's a get la harmita. I can't have a get la harmita. In other words, he says, I'm Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If I'm not back in a year, this is your get. And then he dies in Sivan. Yeah, so he's dead now, so I can't have a get la chamita. But let's say he says this get will be effective immediately. But I'm not back in a year. Then he dies within the next 12 months. Raise a get. That would be a get. So if I'm Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he gives her a get. He says this is your get if I'm back in 12 months, and then he dies on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So that's a good get because then she's divorced as of Nisan. Now imlobati nitan v'yadashnei masar chodesh. Let's say he says, if I'm not back in 12 months, shitfu to get the ishti. Then I want you to write and give a get to my wife. But let's say the people who he spoke to wrote the get. In other words, he says, if I'm not back in 12 months, then I want you to write a get and give it to my, I'm authorizing you to write a get and give it to my wife. But they jumped the gun and they wrote the get in the 12 months, but I knew the harsh name of Sar Chodesh. And then they give it to her after the 12 months. They don't get, that's not a get because he did not authorize it that way. But let's say he says up front, he says, write and give a get to my wife. And second case, according to Chamim, is the same. But Rabbi Yossi Omer is a get. Rabbi Yossi says the second case is a get, that by according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, and we'll see this Mestama tomorrow night, he says, if he says kitvu to get, first and forward, so that means that you can write the get right away. So give the get after 12 months, but write the get even right away. Now, kitvu lachar shnei mesar chodesh, v'natnu lachar shnei mesar chodesh, umei. Let's say they wrote the get after 12 months, and they gave it after 12 months, and then he died. So again, he says, if I'm not back in 12 months, I want you to write and give a get to my wife. So they do that. They write and give a get to the wife, and then he died. So he says, "Im get porolamita hareis a get." If the delivery of the get took place before he died, that's a good get. The mita kadma the get, but if he dies, so then let's say, he says, if I'm not back in a year, write and give a get to my wife. A year passes, he drops dead, and they write the get and give it to the wife. So it's too late, right? Ain't no get. We don't know which came first. That's Safik Megureshet. Remember, we learned yesterday's daf that, you know, she still gets, remember we said that she gets supported, but here he's dead, right? So the dead is a different situation. Okay, let's do the Gemara, and then that will be it. Okay, so we're 8 lines from the bottom. So focusing on the first case in the Mishnah, which is a Rezik Yitech and Black Kikan Mishnah is Kodesh. This is your get if I'm not back in 12 months, and he died in 12 months, then it's a get lock. Armita, it's not a good get. So Gemara, Tana to Nebraisa, Rabotinu too early in say that the rabbis in that first case permitted her to remarry. So the Tana of our Mishnah says that it's not a get, but the rabbis, we have to clarify who the rabbis are, that she could give it, it is a good get. So he says, Man Rabotenu, who are the rabbis? Amar Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, Beidina de Sharu Mishcha. That's the Bez Din that permitted oil. In other words, there was a certain point in time, just like they ossered, you know, other things from Goyim, like Yishuli Akam and things like that, they prohibited oil that had been prepared by a non-Jew, and then the later Bez Din permitted it. So who is that Bez Din? We're going to see it's the Bez Din of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the grandson of Rabbi. So Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, he was the last generation to preside over a Bez Din of Tanayim. So he said that get, in other words, the way he's going to understand it, that the date in the get is controlling. So the get has a date. So the get, let's say on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he has a get. He gives it to the wife and it says, you're divorced from me, but he says, I'm not back in 12 months. And then he dies 6 months later. So the Tanakh Kama of our Mishnah holds she's not divorced. It's get la karmita because he said, this is your get. Now he's dead. Then 12 months he'll be dead. But they didn't, the Shara Mishka said, no, it is a good get, because they assumed that the date on the get is mochiach, that he meant it to be retroactive. It says, Savri lach Rabbi Yossi, they hold like the Tana Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Zmanuf Shashtar mochiach alav. Rabbi Yossi says, the date on the star is mochiach on it. This is talking about a suga, a mistake of Baba Batra. Let's say you have a man, he's got properties, but he doesn't want properties divided among all his sons. He's got one son he likes, he wants that son to have the property. So he can give the son the property during his lifetime. This is your property from today and after I'm dead. Meaning from today, you own the Gufa Karka, I get to use the pay road, and then when I'm dead, you get the whole thing. That's what he does. So Rabbi Yossi holds that he can write up a shtar, and he can say in the shtar, this is your Karka after I'm dead, but I'll assume at law that he meant Me'yom Lacharmita because the date on the star was Milchich, and that's what he meant. So they hold like him. So Amr Baba Reidur Abkiya Barabba Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Ben Osher Gamliel Bar Rabbi Ho Revelo Hodulo. That he was the one, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he's the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He's the one who made that ruling, but Lo Hodulo Kos Yato. His whole chaver, all the rabbis at that time did not agree with him. Other people say that the people in his generation didn't agree with him. But he says, if you look on the side, on the right-hand side, he's got from Rishai Fick Berlin. The first one is Yato B'nai Med Risho. The people in his base Medrash didn't agree with him. Or Kol Shato, Kol Chamishim Sushan Bo Tasha. All the rabbis that were there at that time did not agree with him. So Amalei Reb Lazar, Lehusava, Reb Lazar said to a certain older man, So focusing on the holding of this Beit Din de Sharu Mishka, that if he gives a get, that will be effective and not back in 12 months, and then he's not back in 12 months, she is divorced because it's retroactive. So when they said that, do they mean that she, in other words, let's say he gives her the get Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he dies on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So when is she divorced? He said, is she divorced immediately or after 12 months that they permitted her to remarry? La alter shari tu, I'm just going to wait a period of time anyway, but is she divorced, you know, earlier or later? La alter shari tu adolo afi. Do we say he's dead, he's not coming back? So she's divorced. Odilma la harshema skotish shari tua, thy kain lai tenayo. He gave her the get subject to a certain condition, and the condition is after 12 months. So maybe she's only divorced after 12 months. So that's the question they have. So the Gemara says, "V'tibay le'mat nitin." So why do they ask the question on the holding of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? Why didn't they ask that question on our Mishnah? Me'achshav in lobati mitan v'yashnei masar chodesh u'mei petok shnei masar chodesh harayz aget la'alter have da'lo ati. He says, in other words, let's say in the Mishnah, he says, this is where he says explicitly, retroactively. In other words, you're divorced retroactively, but I'm not back in 12 months. And he died in the 12 months. So we'll answer on that Mishnah. If he divorced right away, Dalawati, or Dilmalach Hashem was Scottish, now he came late tonight. So in Akinami, the Gemara says, yeah, we could ask him on the Mishnah. He says, Mishum, the Hava Bahu Maisa. But this Hahusava, here, the Tosfos says in Chulin that when it says Hahusava, we assume it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Here it's clearly not Eliyahu HaNavi. It was this Saba, this person had been part of the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So he would know what they had decided at that point in time. So that's why they asked it that way. Okay, so let me just do another minute or two. Robert, are you davening from the Amen from Inth or not? So get ready by your post with the Talos. Now, he says, Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim, Hecha da Amar, Sheitzei Chama Minar Tikva. So Abaye says, let's say he gives her a get at night, and he says, this get, well, you'll be Mugresha to me when the sun comes out of its sheath, means the sun rises. So that's what he means. So you're divorced when the sun rises. And then if he doesn't make it the morning, it's a heart attack before daybreak, have a get la farmita. So that wouldn't be a good get, because it'll be get la farmita. If he says, this is your get, on the condition that the sun leaves its sheath, they ask of Tamarla. In other words, he says, the Amar Rapuna Amarav, the Omer Amanat, the Omer Meyashav Dami. Whoever says Amanat, that means Meyashav. So I have the two extremes. Either, you know, means later or earlier. But Lo Nechlaku, the Machloke, that relates to this Beidin, the Shalom Mishnah, and our Mishnah, he says, Lo Nechlu, Elabi Imtetse. If he says not, he doesn't say Amanat, and he doesn't say Lishna Tetse, he's Imtetse, if the sun comes up. One hold that this is like the Beit Din of Shara Mishka, that under these circumstances we construe the language as meaning it was just like we looked at the date on the star, so we're going to look at the date on the get, and it's all retroactive. One holds, no, we don't do it that way. So it's like if I die, so we'll die later on, so it's not good. Okay, I gotta call it a day with this. Okay, 1 second. Recording. 1 second. One second. Oh, how do I see this? 1 second. Mm-hmm.